Welcome to Sooner Politics Weekend Resort for the first week of 2019. I'm David Van Rissakam. I'm glad you came to join us. Let's get right into the news today. Breaking, page one, Speaker Pro Temp, Harold Wright. Let me scoot him up so you can see him real good. Look him in the eye real good. Harold, you just got booted from the State Republican Party's State Committee. That's right. The Oklahoma Republican Party automatically grants a special leadership role to every elected Republican in our legislature, as well as statewide elected Republicans and our Washington Republican delegation. As such, Harold Wright has been a member of the Republican Party State Committee. This committee is important. This committee is the ruling body of the Republican Party whenever we are not in convention. Harold, you blew it. You went ahead and gave $1,000 to a Democrat running against not just another Republican, but running against the Republican nominee in the general election. That's right. He gave $1,000 to Jeff Rahn, who is running against the Republican nominee, Brent Howard. Fortunately, Howard won the race. Sorry, Harold, your $1,000 wasn't enough to make your candidate likable. You just got booted today when our state committee met in Edmond for their quarterly meeting. The executive committee wrote up a recommendation and a finding. They also notified the state committee that the advisory committee had been working with the legislature to try to bring some resolution to this. They weren't happy. Nothing happened. Speaker McCall did nothing about it. In fact, even after this came to light, the speaker gave his blessing for Harold Wright to be put up as the party's nominee for Speaker Pro Temp. That means the man with the gavel. All right? They're going to get together this week. Coming up, they're going to have a vote. Is Harold Wright going to be the Republican Party's caucus, the House Republican caucus's appointed and anointed person for Pro Temp? At least the Republican Party organization has grown some self-respect back. They've grown a pair. And we congratulate the State Republican Party State Committee for their vote today. I got a call from the chairman of the Canadian County Republican Party. His delegation was there. He said after hearing the report, then the decision from the executive committee, what their finding was, it was clear, the facts were very evident. So he decided to move quickly on this. He made a motion before the floor that Harold be removed immediately. Harold Wright, our former state committee, our national committee man, Steve Fair, seconded the nomination or the motion. It was followed by some debate. There were pros and cons weighed, pretty heavily discussed, and then it called for a vote. The vote was almost unanimous. There was one lone nay vote heard in the voice vote. So I want to congratulate again the Republican State Committee for growing a pair, having some self-respect, some, and deciding that it means something to have the endorsement of the Republican Party. All right, that's what we've got as a headline that just broke in the last couple of hours. And you're hearing it here first on Sooner Politics. Let's move to page two. Murdoch, Casey Murdoch, loves him some steak. Casey, let's get you out of the way here so we can see you better. Casey's a cowboy from the panhandle, don't you know? Well, it seems we don't have enough bills written and we're kind of running out of things to fix in our state. So Casey decided to write him a bill. He likes ribeye steak, don't you know? Casey decided that you should like ribeye steak, too. In fact, he wants our legislature to spend some of our resources, our very limited resources, and time in this spring session to make the ribeye steak the official Oklahoma State steak. That's right. Now, we did some number crunching. The legislature has appropriated about $32 million every year. And my guess, and I could be wrong on this, but I figured they spend about 300 hours of floor sessions in the two chambers of the House. Each one of them has maybe 300 hours. So I ran the numbers on that. That means every hour that our legislature is holding floor session costs the voters about $108,000. Casey wants one of those hours devoted to repairing the self-esteem of the ribeye steak. It seems the ribeye steak just needs a little bit of boost at the expense of my favorite, the T-bone steak or the filet mignon. Maybe even a sirloin or strip steak would be good in my book. But now Casey wants you to like his ribeye steak. Casey, find something to write that will actually make a difference and improve the state of Oklahoma. I'm done with the grandstanding. We've had enough of it. Last year, one of the Democrats came up with a designation, not just the official state bird, but the state raptor bird. That's right. And we even humored her and went along with it. And don't you know, Cindy Munson got herself a state raptor name. We still don't have a state color lipstick. We still don't have a state coleslaw recipe. I don't know, somebody will probably come up with some of those pretty soon. Casey, I'm picking on you, I know. But you know what? You kind of asked for it. All right? Casey, I think you can do a good job. I've heard some of your floor speeches. I know your man has got some substance, but I think this is pandering to your friends in the Cattlemen's Association and the Farm Bureau. I know the Farm Bureau is real proud of you. All right? Let's find some ways to fix things. Like maybe regain some of the ability of farmers to get compensation when the federal or state government decides that they're going to set aside some of their productive farmland for some habitat from some unnamed, unknown species of some little critter. You know, the farmers could use some work on that, Casey. I think you can handle that. I think you can help them. All right, let's move on. We've spent enough time on that. All right, page 3. We got a few other things going on here. Grove City Government. I don't know if you're familiar with this picture. It's a side view. My friend Ron Durbin, that's right. Sooner Politics named him the Citizen of the Year for 2018. Ron's been going to bat for the medical marijuana patients in this state. I'm proud of Ron for doing that. I know a lot of patients that have got severe mental and physical disabilities for which cannabis medicines are making a world of difference, except in the city of Grove. See, Grove passed an ordinance recently putting all kinds of restrictions, not just on the dispensaries that provided to the local citizenry and people in the county and in the region, but also even restrictions on the patients themselves. There's all kinds of things going on. Now, Grove's not the only city doing this. Broken Arrow is appealing one case they lost, Ron Durbin and his clients. They're appealing it to the state Supreme Court. We expect that to pretty much establish a good precedent on this. Meanwhile, you've got other cities that are still fighting. I know down in Weatherford, we've got that city council coming up with all kinds of crazy stuff. We have got some serious issues here. Patients just want to be left alone to heal, to recover, to restore, to get the therapy they need. And the city governments are going to have to pay attention. Now, I want to commend a few legislators. You see, the state representative up there in Grove, Delaware County, is Josh West. Now, Josh served this summer on the bicameral interim study committee on medical marijuana laws. Josh called for the co-chair, John Eccles, and a fellow committee interim study member, Scott Vetgatter, to join him up there and help the help the city council. Well, John and Scott went up there. Scott sent me a note saying that it went really well. A number of city ordinances were repealed. Patients can once again resume their treatment without crazy obstacles, special city permits, special inspections, all kinds of stuff they're trying to do. Fact is, the law does not authorize a city government to add any additional regulations on this. In fact, it specifically forbids them. But some of these city councils have a mind of their own. I want to thank Ron Durbin for once again coming to bat, and I want to thank Representatives Eccles, Vetgatter, and West for what they're doing. End up saving the taxpayers of the City Grove some money. Fact is, they would have probably lost a lawsuit to at least one dispensary instead of shutting down the medical marijuana dispensaries. They'd actually be giving them some money through court settlements. Not a bad move, Grove. Not good for you. You listen to some good counsel. So that's page 3 for tonight. Let's move on. We've got some other things going on here. How about this lady? You remember her? That's Lois Lerner. Barack Obama put her in charge of the IRS. I believe she was out of their Cincinnati office. Whoops, I do have the wrong thing here. Let me pull this up. See, she was slow walking. Slow walking is a term where the government doesn't just say no to your request. They actually slow down, don't let you know whether they're going to say no or yes. It's called slow walking. You keep coming up with more requirements. Well, could you send me this document? Okay, well, now we need this document. And you need this document. See, several Tea Party groups formed back around 2010. That's right, almost 9 years ago. And they're mad. Mad as hell, not going to take it anymore. They formed proper constitutional corporate structures. If they were going to be just involved in education, they could form a 501c3, be a nonprofit organization. If they're going to get involved politically in advocacy, that's going to probably be a C4 or some other structure, not going to be tax exempt. It's very important when you're organizing that you do these things right. And these people wanted to do it right. Well, Lois Lerner ends up, she was targeting these Tea Party groups and deliberately not giving them authorization so they could begin raising money in a legal way and impacting the education of the voters, their understanding of what's going on, how government works, how it's supposed to work. Here it is 9 years later. The federal government agreed to a settlement. And this was on a class action suit. And the lawyers, of course, are getting their cut. In fact, about half of the settlement money is going to attorneys. The other half is divvied up amongst a bunch of Tea Party groups all over the country that signed on to this class action suit. Not all of them did, but some did. One Oklahoma-based Tea Party organization, a nonprofit, contacted me recently. They really didn't want to go on the record right now. They weren't ready for that. But they indicated to me they got their check. They didn't know what it was going to be, but what do you know? It was a $17,000 settlement. $17,000. And when you figure that by hundreds of Tea Party groups, it's a lot of money. The ironic thing in this, there's two. One, the Tea Parties were, one acronym was taxed enough already. What do you know now? The government is going to have to take more tax dollars to pay out these settlements, which just makes you want to wonder why we're fighting more taxes and ending up watching more taxes getting wasted like this. Wasted on efforts to shut down speech by people like Lois Lerner. Lois has not spent a night in jail. It seems nothing's going to happen to Lois Lerner. This is called slow walking, and it was a unique ploy used by several governments, but particularly the Obama administration. This. So, good news for the Tea Party, you won, but it's 9 years after the fact. You would have rather the government just done the right thing. All right, that's page three. Let's move on. Page four tonight. This is interesting. Horn shows her liberal colors immediately. This lady, nearest to me, is Kendra Horn. Next to her is Carol Bush. Yes, that Carol Bush. Carol Bush, a Republican legislator from Tulsa. She couldn't wait for Kendra Horn. She loved Kendra Horn. She went over to Kendra Horn's campaign kickoff over a year ago. She just thinks, Kendra Horn, just the best thing. Kendra Horn's a liberal Democrat. What does that tell you about Carol Bush? Carol Bush just got elected as caucus secretary for the House Republican Caucus. Republicans, we still have some work to do. You remember what I said earlier in the program today about Harold Wright, how he was removed from the state committee. Well, the state Republican Party has yet to take action on Carol Bush. Unlike Harold Wright, whose $1,000 donation did not help Jeff Barong, the Democrat, actually successfully win, but Carol Bush did. You see, Kendra Horn defeated Steve Russell, the former Middle East Gulf War soldier, decorated veteran, Republican congressman from Oklahoma City. He lost by just a couple of points. And it was people like Carol Bush who did her best to convince the people of District 5, Congressional District 5, Kendra's no radical liberal, not radical, not liberal at all. Well, that was until Kendra Horn got sworn in. As soon as she was sworn in, her first vote was for speaker. Guess who she loves? Kendra Horn loves her some, that's right, Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi. And then she voted, of course, we got to get some more money to support abortion. Kendra Horn's all for that too. See, these are the things that we have to watch out for. They try to masquerade as moderates and centrists. You know all the while they're not going to vote that way. Oklahoma Republican Party, you made a good first step today when you removed Harold Wright from the ruling state committee. You haven't finished your work. Carol Bush still is on the state committee. She doesn't belong there. All right? Go ahead and get your work done. That's page four. Let's move on. We've got some other good things happening today. I want to tell you about something you're going to hear more of on Monday morning. Talk Radio gets a Shapiro boost. This is one of my favorite podcasters, Ben Shapiro. Sharp young guy, early 30s, brilliant writer, brilliant speaker. You hear of him a lot on the college circuit. Well, Monday morning, Oklahoma's talk radio, KFAQ, is going to have a special announcement. At that time, it's expected that they will be announcing Ben Shapiro as part of their afternoon lineup. Ben Shapiro is going to be taking on a couple of the hours that Michael Savage, who's been a mentor to Ben Shapiro. Michael Savage is scaling back from 3 hours in the afternoon, 2 to 5, back to just 1 hour, 2 to 3. We expect Ben Shapiro to be carried live from 3 to 5 in the afternoon. Now, over in the Oklahoma City markets, you've been hearing Ben Shapiro in the morning on taped delay podcast hour. That's from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on KZLS 1640 a.m. That show, again, that's his podcast show, which actually is a webcast. Ben Shapiro is going to do his afternoon radio show as a true radio show. For those of you who don't understand the difference there, on his podcast, he'll play videos, he'll refer to people, illustrations, pictures, kind of like I'm showing you now. But you kind of miss those things when you're on the radio because you can't see what picture he's posting up. So we're looking forward to good things to help enunciate with clarity the conservative message. I want to thank you for being a part of today. This is David Vann with Sooner Politics. Hope your first week of 2019 has been a great one. For those of us at Sooner Politics, we enjoy bringing the news to you. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next week on Weekend Report.